Welcome to Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are in our series, Getting to Know Jesus. Happy Monday. I hope you're having a great day. And we're going to dive into God's Word in just a few moments. But if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. Also, there's a new way to access the app. It's through the web app at washingtondefender.org. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It truly helps us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. All right, we are in Luke chapter 7, and we're going to start in verse 36. Because it'll make verses 40 through 50 make much more sense. So here we go. Now, one of the Pharisees was requesting Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. Look at that. Jesus will dine with anyone. Are you willing to dine with anyone? Okay. And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner, and when she learned that he was reclining at the table of the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume. And standing before Jesus at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and kept wiping them with her hair of her head and kissing his feet and anointing them with the perfume. Now, when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, now look at this is all internal conversation. He said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is who is touching him, that she is a sinner. All right. So he says this inside of his own head. And Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he replied, say it, teacher. A money lender had two debtors. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. When they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both. So which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one who forgave, he forgave more. And he said to them, you have judged correctly. Turning towards the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume. For this reason, I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. Then he said to her, your sins have been forgiven. Those who were reclining at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this man who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Wow. Could you imagine being at that table at the Pharisee's house? And here's this woman anointing his feet, wiping his feet with his tears. And you're sitting there, maybe like Simon was, judging, thinking, that woman is such a sinful lady. Why is she doing that? And then Jesus, understanding our thoughts, because that's what really happened here, speaks to us. And he really says, hey, I want to share a parable with you. And this parable had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. So 100 or tenfold, 10 times the amount of indebtedness. And I think this is important because I think there's some in Washington state that they think, I have sinned so much. I don't know if Jesus can forgive me. And yet Jesus wants you to hear through this story, he loves you. He forgives you. Come to him. He wants to forgive your sins. Look at this principle. She loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. Some of us have lived very, 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 very sinful lives. And we know that we only can have a relationship because of the blood of Jesus Christ. That if Christ had not poured out his grace and mercy upon our lives, we would be stuck in our sin. I know some of you were raised in the church, but that's not the testimony of everyone. That's not my testimony per se. I went to church periodically growing up, so I had an awareness of God, and my family made sure I had an appreciation and a respect for God. Yeah, I found myself on different paths, a path that was not honoring God or pleasing him. And my understanding of scripture was very light, you might say. And it's only because of the grace of God and the mercies of God in my life that I can say I am the man that I am today because of the favor and the compassion and the mercy of God. Have you heard Christ say to you today, your sins are forgiven? Your sins are forgiven. I hope that you do. I hope you hear that very call of the Holy Spirit. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke and my burdens are light. Look at that. Jesus calls us to himself, and we should come to him. He wants to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Is your heart saying, who is this man who even forgives sins? You're like the people in the room, like I am. Wow, who is this man who forgives sins? And then he says the most important line, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Have you been saved by faith yet? Maybe you've cried and you've called out to God. I want you to know by faith through grace, you are saved. It is not by works. It is a gift of God. Turn to the living God today and let him change you from the inside out. Let him renew your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, and all that you are. You are brand new today. You have been bought with the price. You are victorious. You stand firm. You are confident. You are bold and holy because of the blood of Jesus Christ today. Your sins have been forgiven. The newness of life has come. I know. It's Monday, and you're thinking, I got to make it through the week. I got to do this. I got to do that. Slow down and remember, God is the one who forgives by faith, through grace, by mercy. Call upon the name of the Lord, and you will be saved. Commit not to doing that again. Maybe this last weekend you made some choices that do not honor God. Let that be the past. Let that be the last time. Say, Lord, I come to you. Cleanse me from the inside out. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this story of the parable of the two debtors. God, whether we owe you 500 denarii or 50, we know, or even one, we know if it weren't for your grace, your mercy, your favor, your calling upon our lives, there is no way we could respond to your Holy Spirit, to your word. So thank you for that grace, mercy, and favor, God, that you have poured out upon us. And we do respond by saying, we confess Jesus Christ as Lord. We repent of our sin. I repent of my sin. I turn to you, the living God, and say, would you refresh me, Lord? Would you make me brand new? Would you change me from the inside out? That today will be the day of salvation. Today will be the day that we hear your faith has saved you. Go in peace. God, would you cause us to be born again to a living hope in Jesus Christ? God, we lift up Governor Bob Ferguson. We lift up President Donald J. Trump. We lift up Michael Baumgartner, Suzanne Schmidt, Patty Murray, Maria Cantwell, Leonard Christian, Rob Chase, and so many others, God, and our elected officials, God. We lift them up to you, God, and we say, Lord, if they don't know you, let them have a personal relationship with you, God. Let them hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, at the end of their time of serving in civil service, God. Let them hear that they honored and glorified you. Let revival come to each and every party like never before. And Lord, if they do know you, let them exercise wisdom, insight, direction, truthfulness, boldness, courage. Let them be above reproach, God. Lord, you love them. You've called them. Lord, we need revival in Washington State, a transformation from the inside out. So give us that transformation today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now get out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.